May 8, 1945. All forces under German control cease activity, active operations. Mm-hmm. At 23:01 hours Central European Time on May 8, 1945.
Well, I remember it was a big celebration. The Justice Department wasn't very far from the White House, so we all walked down there, and we could see through the fence. The fence around the White House is really nice. All these different people were coming in from different countries, and a lot of times they had a chauffeur that drove it, so I don't know what kind of a car it was, but they might have the flag of their country. Different country ambassadors were there meeting with our president. It was a real big celebration, and we all danced in the streets, and we were having a gay time that night. Of course, we had to go to work the next day, which we did.
But the war was over.
It was over in Europe, but it wasn't over in Japan.
So that became known as Victory in Europe, mm-hmm. VE Day. A lot of celebration, dancing in the street. Mm-hmm. And you had to be euphoric, excited. Everybody was happy. And then you also knew your job was coming to an end.
Well, it was for there, except we still had the Japanese.
Okay, so tell us then how long you stayed on.
Well, I stayed on till the war was over.
Which was June 5th of 1945.
And it was later than that. When I got ready to come home, and I know things had been settled more or less in the Pacific, if you quit now, you will not be rehired by the FBI because we're only going to employ all the men that come back from the service. We don't want women in the FBI.
Hmm.
Everything was masculine then. But when I got home and the war was ending in the Pacific, of course, Bob was home. And since he was in Kansas, well, he could come down and visit a while. And that's when everybody hitchhiked. And so he hitchhiked down to see me.
When did you leave Washington, D.C.?
I don't remember exactly, except it was probably closer to Christmas because Bob came down, and that's when we got engaged after the war. But he was finishing his college. He had 1 year left, and so his birthday is in April. He graduated from his college in May of 46, and we were married on June 16th in 1946, and we've been married 64 years now.